Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing lower this morning, folks. Tariff concerns are back to haunt us.
Yeah, not a great start to the day, is it? Those mega-cap pre-market dips aren't helping either. A little déjà vu with this trade policy anxiety.
Tell me about it. 10-year yield down 4 basis points to 4.33%, 2-year down 2 to 3.98%. Treasuries are seeing some love.
Safe haven, baby. Makes sense with all this uncertainty.
Right. Big day for data, though. We've got the PCE price indexes coming at 8:30 ET, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge.
Gonna be watching that one closely. Could be a market mover for sure.
Definitely. Now, some earnings highlights. Lululemon, Lulu, beat on earnings but gave weak guidance, down 11.5% pre-market.
Ouch. Not what investors wanted to hear. Oxford Industries, OXM, similar story. Beat but guided lower, down 12%.
On the flip side, Braze, BarZ, is up over 10% after beating and raising guidance. They're also acquiring OfferFit, an AI company. Interesting. A bright spot in the tech sector. Dutch Bros. Bros announced a new line of packaged coffee. Stocks basically flat.
Okay, so mixed bag on the earnings front. What's the overnight story?
Asia Pacific mostly lower. Nikkei down 0.3%. Hang Seng down 0.3%. Shanghai Composite also down 0.7%.
More tariff worries, I presume.
You got it. Japanese automakers got hit especially hard. Some chatter about Japan offering liquidity support to companies affected by the tariffs.
Interesting. What about Europe?
Also trending lower. Stoxx 600 down 0.4%, DAX down, but FTSE 100 managed a small gain.
Looks like that Liberation Day tariff deadline is weighing on sentiment.
Yeah, April 2nd is looming large. Some major asset managers are scaling back their bullish positions on European equities and the euro.
Makes sense. Gotta manage that risk. Anything else traders should be watching for at the open?
Well, besides the PCE data, we have personal income and spending numbers coming out at 8:30 ET as well. And then University of Michigan consumer sentiment at 10 ET.
So a data-heavy day. Lots of potential for volatility.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on those key levels we discussed. And remember, folks, trade smart, not hard.
Good advice. Thanks for the insights.
And that's a wrap on the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and have a great trading day.
Bye-bye.